Four Whitewater greats will be inducted soon into the River Runners Hall of Fame. Three of them are women. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
One inductee is Bill Belknap, whose photographs help document a golden age of river running history. Botanists Elzada Clover and Lois Jotter Cutter will also be on the roster. In 1938, they became the first women to run the entire Colorado River. Tim Glenn is director of the John Wesley Powell River History Museum in Green River. He says the Hall of Famers inspire everyone, not just river runners.
I think first and foremost, it's this idea of exploration, which is so central to U.S. history and the West. Most of these river runners, they're explorers, and that speaks to the heart of who we are.
The fourth inductee will be folklorist, singer, and activist Katie Lee.
I'll take your rapids and your roar like they ain't never been took before.
At 96, Lee's a living legend who's best known for fighting to preserve wilderness. Her fury about the flooding of Glen Canyon half a century ago still resonates with those who love wild places, and it's still fierce.
I love that place like a woman loves a man. And that, I think, captures their inner core. They understand that, women especially.
A Hall of Fame banquet and celebration is planned for late September in Green River. And Lee's life is the centerpiece of a new film, Kick-Ass Katie Lee, that's being shown by the Glen Canyon Institute in Salt Lake City next month. Judy Fays, KUER News.